As Hillsborough County commissioners get closer to approving language putting a 1 cent sales tax proposal for mass transit on the 2010 ballot, one county commissioner expressed more forcefully why the county is taking the wrong approach today. As members of the county commission and the Tampa City Council joined up with the Greater Tampa Chamber of Commerce for their quarterly luncheon, the transportation measure was front and center. The chamber officially is supportive of the concept, but has not yet given its full-fledged support, something that City Council Chairman Thomas Scott said was critical if the proposal was going to be successful next year.
I still want to raise the question, though, as I did last meeting, that is in terms of our partner on the transportation piece. Most of the community we've been in, it always was a public-private partnership, and I don't think we've heard yet who's going to step up to the plate on that issue, because that is a huge piece that we've got to have a private partner that's going to step up on this whole issue of transportation.
Mike Griffin is with Vertical Integration and is the public policy chair for the chamber. He said from his group's perspective, it's not a question of whether the chamber should support the referendum.
We feel like this needs to get done. Obviously, the economics need to make sense. But we are getting to a point that we're assuming it's regional in nature and regional in scope, that we'll be in a position to support the county commission and the referendum language to put the penny on the ballot.
Although many heads seemed to nod in approval as Griffin spoke, there was one self-acknowledged skunk in the room. Commissioner Jim Norman has consistently been critical of the process by which Hillsborough County is taking the lead on a possible light rail system that, if successful, will ultimately cut through seven Bay Area counties.
The fact that I believe it should be a regional system. I believe that if it's a single county system, that we do not get our return on our investment. The economic corridors, the interconnectivity of five and six counties, you get a return on your investment if you have a system that way. The way we're going about it, having Heartline take the lead instead of T-BARTA, is a wrong first step. I believe it needs to start with T-BARTA, run with T-BARTA, and have a regional system that way. I believe T-BARTA should be receiving funds to build a full system.
Hillsborough Commissioner Mark Sharp has been one of the leading advocates for a light rail system. He disagreed with Commissioner Norman, saying that in other successful efforts to get funding for light rail across the country, a stepped approach has been the way to kickstart plans. And he said such a system will bring great economic rewards to the county.
Moffitt Cancer has said to me their number one challenge is parking and how they get people from all over the state as well as our region to them. Well, when we begin to build this system, and remember, this is the shell of a system. This is not the whole thing. And what we're building is what will be the first leg that our kids and our kids' kids will later look back at and say, thank God they got started, and now we can build it and make it better.
But Commissioner Norman countered, saying the system that should be implemented is the regional model, as exemplified by Tampa Bay Water, which includes member governments of major cities and counties in Pasco, Pinellas, and Hillsborough.
We have history of counties trying to do it on their own with water. It failed. Tampa Bay Water was put together with the legislature. It worked. And now everybody pays a fair share in deliverables of water. That's the same concept I think this region should follow for rail or transit or multimodal or anything you want to call it. That's how you get the biggest bang for your buck. And right now, that's how you get everybody to pay their fair share. And that's how you get everybody to pay their fair share on operational. That's not in place.
And Norman said the county should put only a half cent sales tax up for a public vote, not a full penny.
What you've got right now is you're raising your sales tax to the highest anywhere in the state of Florida. That is a wrong approach. People cannot afford these kind of money. You only say it's $1.50 or $150 per household. People can't go to the grocery store. The people that are the voting giant blocks that you're not going to serve, the Sun City Centers, the Brandons, you're going to have to make it affordable and common sense-wise for these folks to vote for it.
Tampa City Councilman John Dingfelder said what Norman said about regionalism would be ideal, but it isn't practical.
We've already lost, 8 or 10 years on this. And I think that if we wait around to get all those other counties online, I think we'll lose another decade.
And Commissioner Mark Sharp went further in rejecting Norman's comments that now is not the time to hit up Hillsborough taxpayers.
I think it's a great time. I think when the economy's down and people are looking, everybody waits until things are doing great to actually move forward. Then you're basically competing with everyone else.
Also at the chamber luncheon, the proposals for health care reform being discussed by President Obama were referenced. Commissioner Norman asked Commissioner Sharp, who sits on a health care task force, If any proposal in Congress passes that would expand coverage for lower-income people in the country, it could in its own way aid the county's indigent health care plan.
Have y'all's committee been looking at how y'all may fold the local plan in with this national whatever is and maybe reduce the sales tax to a quarter?
The purpose of the of reestablishing the task force was kind of looking at how we're going to fill some short-term gaps. We've got some holes that are going to be as a result of the reduction in sales tax revenue.
Yeah, but that's if we pay the – that's if the plan – that
right,
plan, if
right.
nothing happens.
If nothing happens.
Well, something is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And if there is some foundation or basics that is offered by the federal government,
right.
why would our local people still have to pick up all the cost?
And I mean, what I was saying was that is an element
you could
of what
shift
we are
it
looking
to catastrophic only or something that
right.
we could roll back a quarter or something. I mean, I'd love to see us be able to benefit from what's going on nationally.